Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Adrian, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Sane Main. An old guy going his own way here. When I was in my 30s and dating in the early 2000s, I noticed that my girlfriend's motivation for being in a relationship was different from my own. I was always so excited about the woman I was dating. I thought to myself, she is so cool, so smart, so interesting, and we're so great together. I want to start on a journey through life with her. I went on to achieve my personal and professional goals for her. As the relationship progressed, I noticed that my girlfriend and her single female friends also had goals, short and medium-term goals. They wanted a higher standard of living, a nicer apartment, or their own house. They wanted to go back to school to study for a different career, or they dreamed of starting their own business, like an interior decorating business. They wanted a white wedding and had planned for the details already in their mind. And they wanted 2.4 children. But unlike me and my guys, these women would actually not achieve their goals all by themselves. They were looking for a man to bankroll their goals, and for financial and emotional support. I could not help feeling that for my girlfriends, the purpose of being in a relationship with me was to find out if I was going to support them while they pursued their goals. This turned me off somewhat. I felt that I was interchangeable, and that the girl was not with me, for who I was. I felt like she was dating me for what I was able to provide. This is one of the reasons I decided each time that I did not want to have a long-term relationship with the women in question. Years later, I listened to red pill content such as this channel and learned that this is fairly common for women. Maybe young men can learn from my experience. Your mystery link for this video could also be this excellent two-part video series from Orion Terrabin, entitled Psychologist's Thoughts on Love and Marriage. He confirmed all of what I just mentioned above. Well, Adrian, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put the mystery link you sent me in the description. It's absolutely excellent. The psychologist Sam Vakten spoke about this a while back too with regards to women becoming more narcissistic than ever. A narcissist uses others without providing anything in return. As for Orion, he says that the women that are successful at attaining and more important keeping the men is not simply to ride his coattails, but to make his life easier by helping him move forward in his life and by making herself vital to his success. My first serious girlfriend told me that the best advice one of her female friends had for other women was to find a man and then ride along in his coattails. I just didn't understand that she was really talking about me, because I was too much in love. But far too often these days, love for men ends up becoming like the tale of the scorpion and the frog. You're the frog swimming across the river of life trying to carry both of you to a better place, and you're carrying her, the scorpion, on your back to the other side. And the scorpion stings you midstream, and you ask it why she did that. And she says, because it's my nature. Orion says that it goes against women's nature to help men that they're with. But if they do, then it shows that they actually respect him. Respect is important because any man that's worth anything at all will dump a woman that disrespects him. If he takes the abuse, she eventually loses all respect for him anyway, and walks out the door. But these days, most women are the dead weight instead of a helper. I would have settled for one that simply would have stayed out of my way instead of making my life more difficult. Also, Adrian, who do you think will bankroll a modern woman's failing interior design business? The man she's with, of course. I've done work for at least half a dozen women that had their own small businesses, and I was getting paid with their husband's or father's money. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Clown World Explained. This YouTube channel explains how the world has gone insane. It's hosted by a guy named Paradox, and he reminds me of a Rastafarian Morpheus. He makes daily content chronicling our clown world, and he's got a Cat Lady Walk-In series, as well as thought topics, and one called Send In the Clowns. He destroys woke cat moms and leaves them cowering under their beds. Check him out and subscribe to his channel. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women these days are both sexually and physically lazy and expect men to still give them the commitment and resources that they have, Clown World show. The second thing Orion spoke about is that women need to do all of the craziest sexual things to men that they actually turn his brain to mush. I don't know if he's actually thought that through because that might drop a man's IQ by 20 points and turn a great catch of a man into a cuck chad. I've also always had to be the creative one in the bedroom because they weren't giving me that what I wanted. As Orion mentioned, women back 20 years ago are basically Barbies wanting all the things that the Ken doll comes with, just not the Ken doll himself. Which is you and your male friends, Adrian. Also, what turned you off to these girlfriends of yours is that they didn't actually want you for you. but they actually wanted you for what you could provide. Only a man with no self-respect will fall for that, and you clearly have it, and don't want to get walked all over. Of course, women want higher status men and higher status lifestyles. They're using those things to compete with other women around them and rub it in their face. You'd just be a pawn in their silly little games. As for Ryan, the guy in the video you sent me, he's got a channel called Psych Hacks. And it's a very weird artificial synchronicity you sent me this video at the same time, because I just discovered Psych Hacks a few days before you sent me the link. He also said that women are attracted to the stuff that a man provides in a woman's life. He's a rich, successful doctor and entrepreneur, but it was easier for him to get a woman when he was a young actor in his 20s than as a doctor right now. But once he got some fame from his YouTube channel, it became easier to get laid again. That makes me think the best advice for young guys out there is not necessarily to work harder, bro, but to become famous or semi-famous, bro. The power and fame and the attention it brings is absolutely incredible as an aphrodisiac for the ladies. When I experienced a woman suddenly changing from not wanting me before realizing that I was a sandman to trying to seduce me once she realized who I was online, it was absolutely crazy. But she still didn't want me for me. She just wanted me for my status. Why do you think that most guys wanted to be rock stars back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s? Because they could leave a trail of bastard babies all over America in the towns that they played in. Orion's Psych Hack channel was started about a year ago, and has grown quickly, but after a year on YouTube, channels tend to peak out, and then slowly decline or stay flat in terms of views. So it'd be interesting to hear if his new sexual marketplace value disappears along with those views. A high-status man on a woman's arm signals to other women that she has a man that thousands of other people find interesting or desirable. She doesn't desire you, but only the fact that others desire you instead. Adrian, you also said that women you were involved with were cool, smart, and interesting. Where did you find a woman like that? Most around here are dumb, predictable, and boring. Then again, maybe you saw them that way because you were younger and you yourself were also the same way back then. Who knows? You probably just didn't know any better being a young whippersnapper. Then again, it sounds like you kicked these women to the curb because you weren't being a nice guy, but a man with self-respect. Orion also uses terms like simp, sexual marketplace, shit test, and the red pill. It's refreshing to see that clinical psychologists are now using Manosphere language. Thanks for sharing the link. I watched both videos in one sitting and kept laughing out loud. The last thing I want to briefly bring up with everyone is to stay tuned for a new series of videos I'll be releasing dealing with financial invincibility on a channel about making yourself financially invincible with Michael Santinato. The content will be mirrored on my channel a week or two after he releases it. The idea is to do 2 to 4 videos a week about AI, Bitcoin, tech stocks, and helping guys navigate the artificial intelligence revolution that's almost here, so that they can remain financially invincible during this new digital storm. I'll be dealing with issues like, should you buy a house when technological unemployment means a huge chunk of the population is about to lose their homes? For example, what's the smarter move? Buying $1 million house, $1 million worth of Bitcoin, or buying $1 million worth of an ETF with Google, Meta, Microsoft, and Nvidia shares? Which one is the best investment and for how long and why? It's mostly going to be financial content in a MGTOW Money segment, which is how I'll be labeling it. But it's still going to anchor itself discussing finance with a flavor of female nature. Considering that my Same Man 2 channel has been monetized for a long time now, it should be a nice boost to my revenue and give me a day off a week because I'll record all 4 videos once a week. So what finance-related topics do you guys want to hear? The conversations we've had so far, I tried limiting them to only 15 minutes, but they ended up going 25 to 30 minutes because there is a lot to cover. The goal is to help guys navigate the AI and deflationary world we're about to embark on, where money will be scarce and hard to get, even while eventually, thanks to cheap, sophisticated technology, the quality of life will go way up. Money, which is what many men use as bait to attract women and keep them in relationships, won't be there as much, and men will have to figure out other methods to gain status and attract the ladies. Well, that's going to mean that men are going to compete with each other for status or social currency, which will probably be the only source of value to the opposite sex. Also, maybe attention. Average won't be good enough in that world. You'll have to be extraordinary. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Adrian for the donation and topic. As for everybody else, check out the mystery link, you won't be disappointed. Also, don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will still smash you even if you treat them poorly, so long as other women and men think highly of you. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that don't actually like you, but will even pretend to like you, so they can take your resources and live the good life away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.